next, Greg C with Traditions 1, 2, and 3.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Addict named Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Cincy handed me this paper. So, you know, I can come off of it. I've been around here for a while, you know. So I know I'll call off. And it talks about, like, the experience of unity restores us to dignity. And tradition one, we have to think about our common welfare should come first, right? You know, my personal recovery, all our personal recovery depends on the NA unity part about this. So, you know, when I attend other groups outside of my own, I try not to focus on different things the way they're ran differently, you know, because it's all about the primary purpose, right? The still sick and suffering, you know, so I know what it's like. I have sponsees that, don't quite get with the part, like, they want to do the steps, but they don't want to practice the tradition about, like, being an addict. We're part of this group, right? And NA is a vehicle. And I try to encourage them to, like, get in a vehicle. Just because I come to a certain group doesn't mean that you have to come to that group. You know, there's no uniformity in this. It's about the unity, right? So, I myself, you know, I got two home groups. I know I'm good to have one, but there was a point in time where, like, there was this Friday night meeting and it was struggling. It wasn't opening up. And newcomers would come and there'd be no trusted servants there. There'd be no coffee made. It'd just be open, but nobody to run the meeting. And we as an area, you know what I mean? Because, like, NA is just more than, like, that first meeting you ever attended. You know what I mean? Your little local neighborhood meeting. We're a greater part of the whole. And I didn't want to see this group die, and it almost got killed on paint. You know what I'm saying? So I rearranged my life to be part of that group. You know, just my little small part, maybe I can help this group sustain, because, like, it'll tell you in the first tradition that, like, if the group dies, the individual dies. That's not nothing Greg came up with. That is something that the book says. And I know what it's like to be out there isolated, can't get no help, don't want to ask for no help. Fuck it, I can do it by myself. You know what I mean? You ever did that before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to do this by myself. I don't need no sponsor. I don't need no home group. I don't need none of that. I don't need your phone numbers, any of that. So that's not unity, right? So when I came back this time, after I surrendered completely this time, that, like, I was telling my group last night, I had to reach a point where I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. I was really tired of myself. I was tired of the steel and concrete of jail. I was tired of my family not inviting me over for any of the functions, you know. And as I reflect back, you know, we had a family reunion last weekend, and I had the opportunity to, like, be part of. And I owe that to Narcotics Anonymous, the God of Understanding, you know, my support group. Because my family still does their thing. Just because I got clean don't mean that they stopped. But, like, being around here, I built the foundation. And that's what it's about. You got to build this foundation where you can be okay with yourself. And I created this little small hole inside of myself that I don't let nobody in with God, man. God has been good to me, because, like, I tell people, I started this shit homeless. See, when you live in a halfway house, this is not your address. At some point in time, you got to go. So I'm grateful for those predecessors that, like, when I got my first check, they would shoot down, pick my ass up, and make sure I did the right thing with the money this time. They took me to Dollar General, I bought some fine china. Yeah, I ain't never bought china before. I like that little plate set I bought. You know what I mean? But I, being a good addict that I am, I was clean, so I thought I can go pick up the former girlfriend and bring her home. And she quickly showed me that I can't control her using. And that was my first learning experience in like having this foundation that like, thank God I had a program. Thank God that like I called somebody before I said, fuck it. If you can't beat them, join them. Thank God for the group. Thank God for this vehicle called Narcotics Anonymous. Thank God for the third tradition. You know, in the third tradition, they got some must in there. Tradition one got unity is a must, right? We're thrust together. We, at some point, we got to get along. You know, we all have differences of opinion. You didn't use like I used. I can't identify with what you did, but like, I'm here, and third tradition tells me not to judge anybody, not if they come to the meeting high, they showing some type of willingness, they showing some type of desire, right? All we can do is encourage them, like, you know, that's where keep coming back from. You ever hear somebody shout, keep coming back? It comes from the third tradition. We encourage you to keep coming back, right? And this time, come back clean. I shouldn't have to put it in the format, if you're high, don't share, we don't want to hear that shit. Because like, I understand you want to share, because like, being in some of them trap houses and doing some of the things we've done on the streets, you want to share about that shit. Because like, freedom, I'm trying to get the freedom. Freedom for me is rare. It's been real nice and quiet lately in my life. Ain't nothing going on, shit is beautiful, I thank God. But like, I'm building upon this foundation because I know some shit is on the way. It always is, right? Something always comes up where like I gotta practice this program. Not revert back to that alter ego who I created when I was using that wanna fix shit and fuck it up some more, you know? But like I said, man, I'm gonna read this one. What you say, we got 15 minutes? You know, I drove a long way to share 15 minutes. Huh? I'm glad Angela told me that. Right? Said you got 15 minutes. And I follow suggestions today, right? So I'm going to follow the suggestion 15 minutes. But you know, like I said, NA membership creates connection and belonging. And I'd have met some real groovy people, right, on this journey. Some people who I didn't think I had anything in common. The drugs got us here, but like I'm finding out we got some commonalities about ourselves, you know what I mean? I don't care about their political status or if they up here, you know, cause in here we're all in the same accord, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no addict greater than the next addict. Cause we some clever people. We clever. You don't think you clever? Who ain't clever? I'm clever. I done came up with some stuff, and I done made some stuff happen, and then I get into the jackpot, and then I end up back here, right? Rehab four times, the last time it worked, because like I was serious about changing my life. And the new way of life is a hell of a lot better than like that purpose of existence, what I was living in, right? My family told me they loved me last week. And I believe it. I didn't believe that shit before because they didn't have a $20 bill attached to it, right? Huh? Yeah. They was actually grateful to see me. Because they didn't think I was coming. And see, having these commitments as secretaries GSRs, alternative RCM, things like this. Narcotics Anonymous taught me how to rearrange my life and like put things in priorities, right? So this was the priority. Because I didn't even know I was sharing. If Stacy hadn't told me, I didn't know. You know what I mean? Like, are you confirming that? Confirming what? I didn't even know I was sharing. Nobody had called me. Right? But I'm grateful you did. And I'm here. You know what I mean? That's out of the love for the newcomer, all of us in here, right? Because, like, I've learned to love everybody up in here. And I've taken what I learned up in here, out there, and applying it to my life. You know what I'm saying? And not to brag or boast, but, like, you know, as a direct result of taking this, what I learned in here, out there, I'm an employee of the year out of a network of 21,000 people.
Hell yeah.
Hope was dope being like me, right? They have no fucking clue that, like, I was an everyday act. Some of the stories I share with them, like, man, you have some of the greatest stories. How the hell was the store on the corner and you ended up in Detroit? In jail. Calling your enabler, like, you gotta get me out of here. You know what I'm saying? But we don't have to do that anymore. And like, I'm showing these two individuals that be bullying me in my house that, like, see, we don't have to sell drugs. We can just live a great life. You know what I mean? We can live this great life without all that police interaction. You know what I mean? We can just get in our car and not worry about the police behind us. Things like that. So this has been one of the best things, one of the best gifts I can ever give myself. You know what I'm saying? Didn't cost me nothing. All it costed me was the effort I needed to put into this thing. So if you're newer than me, keep coming back. I'm an addict named Greg, and I encourage you to stay. Thank you for allowing me.